Okay.
All right. Hi, guys. Ooh, I feel quiet. Like, it feels quiet today. I don't know. So? Maybe it's just me. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to After Class with Carissa. My name is Carissa. I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, I'm joined by my friend Ava.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Going good. That's awesome. So, it is February 12th today. We're almost at Valentine's Day, guys. Mm-hmm. That's so scary. February's going really slow, though, I feel
like. Oh, my God, it's so slow.
Like, January went by, like, in the click of a finger. Yes, and, like, so fast. Every single day in February, it's, like, the longest day ever.
I need an advent calendar to get me through.
There should be advent calendars for every month. Why is that just December?
That was the only thing getting me through December, I swear. I need one for February.
Yeah, that would definitely be nice. So, we just listened to Snow on the Beach featuring more Lana Del Rey off of the Midnight's Till Dawn Edition album. So,
why was it more?
The original Snow on the Beach, Lana didn't have her own verse. She just kind of mirrored all the vocals in the whole song. And everybody was like, where's Lana? Like, she's not even in the song. Lana? So, they went back into the studio and they recorded more, like Lana got a whole verse, and I love it so much. This is one of my number one played songs by Taylor Swift, and the thing about it too that's so funny is that when I don't know if you know, like, if it's different for Apple Music, but with Spotify, a lot of the times when a song just comes out, when you first go to search it, it pulls up the clean version. So that's happened, like, a lot. Like, it happened with, like, Olivia Rodrigo's whole new album when it first came out. But so I added the clean version to my playlist by mistake, and I started listening to it so much that there was a point where I was like, okay, I can't start listening to the explicit version because it'll mess with my stats. Like, I can never get back up to the level of like the amount of times that I've listened to this clean version. It'll screw with it.
This is how mine comes up. It I think the explicit one's first.
Yeah, I think it's only when it comes out, like the first day it comes out.
Yeah, mine does that too. Yeah.
So, like, the first time it's out, it'll be the clean version. Yeah. And then, like, after, like, a few hours or something, like, it'll start being the other one.
Yeah.
But no, so Snow on the Beach, like, more Lana Del Rey came out. And then I only listened to the clean version one. The only thing, this song kills me every time. I love it so much. I would play it at my house, like, top volume and on, like, the big speakers, and my mom would come home and it's the only thing she could hear. And
Snow on the Beach on repeat.
The only thing, though, that, like, I like better in the original is at the very end. I don't know, I can't remember if it's Taylor or Lana, but somebody in the background, it, like, repeats, it's coming down, it's coming down, it's coming down, it's coming down, like that, like, on repeat, and it's so beautiful, and that's not in this one. They took it out, and I was like, I love this song so much, but they took out one of the best parts of it.
They messed that up.
Yeah, but you have to forgive them, because they gave us more Lana Del Rey.
Did they need to give us more Lana Del Rey?
They did, okay. Ava is a little bit of a Lana Del Rey hater.
I just don't get it. I just don't get the appeal. Every time I think of Lana Del Rey, I think of when it was, like, peak COVID, and she wore that, like, chainmail mask. Because it was, like, a fashion statement. I was like, no, that's not the statement right now. It's not the right statement.
See, I wasn't, like, a Lana Del Rey fan until, like, last year.
Okay.
Like, I'm new.
Okay, you're new. Okay, yeah, you're fresh. Okay.
I'm new. I didn't know about all these other things until you had obviously told me about that, and I had to Google it. I was like, oh, okay.
Maybe it's just because that was my first impression. Like, I'm not going to hold that against her, but that's so funny. Like, like, peak COVID. Like when people were, like, afraid, like, when my mom, my mother, my nurse of a mother was like, we're staying on the property line. Like, you're not allowed out of the property line right now.
Oh, my God. No, so tonight we're doing Taylor Swift night. Mm-hmm. If you guys haven't already guessed, I've done a Taylor Swift night before, but I did that one all by myself. So now we're doing it with Ava here.
Because with an amateur. Like,
oh.
I'm an
I wouldn't
Swift
call
amateur.
You an amateur.
I'm
you,
a Taylor
you know,
Swift amateur.
You know a lot. Enough.
I know some stuff.
Anyways, We're definitely going to do a Lana Del Rey night, and it's going to be, like, converting Ava to Lana Del Rey night. Lord. Like, that's what it's going
to
be.
It's going to be me tied to a chair, and you have, like, Lana Del Rey in the spiral. Like it's you're forcing me to, like, Lana Del Rey.
Instead of doing, like, a talk show sort of thing, it's just going to be, like, all music. And I'm going to explain to you why you need to like every single song. Gosh. We're gonna do the whole thing of Norman Effing Rockwell. And then we're going to go through Ultraviolence. And then we're going to do the new album.
I don't know that either.
Norman Rockwell and Ultraviolence are the posters in my room.
Okay, which one is the one with the dude? It's kind of cartoony.
Norman Rockwell.
Okay.
That one. That one's my favorite. Okay. Some of my favorite songs. My favorite Lana Del Rey song is called...
She doesn't even know because she's not
real. Oh my god, I forgot it. Okay. It's called How to Disappear.
Oh.
And then I also like The Greatest and Happiness is a Butterfly. Those are some really good songs. We're going to, like, you'll be listening to them. Stay tuned to hear Ava's little conversion to liking Lana Del Rey. That'll be a theme. I'll make a playlist on Spotify for it. Okay. Anyways, so, Taylor Swift, guys.
Taylor Swift,
She just won the Super Bowl today.
No, she didn't.
I actually think that's crazy that people are saying that, though. Like, I saw the post.
Wait, why did she win the Super Bowl?
Because she's dating Travis Kelce,
who barely
won the Super Bowl.
Barely.
I don't know. What was the score?
I don't know. I just keep thinking about... of the video of him, and he is like yelling at the coach.
Oh my
and
god, he's pushing him. I keep seeing that too. But then I'm like, wait, like the coach had like an interview or something
where he was like, I love him,
but like that was scary. I would have cried too. I would have cried if anyone would have yelled at me, though.
Yes, or you push me and you yell in my ear, I would cry. I also love the Viva Las Vegas.
Oh my god, no.
And Taylor's sitting in the background. She's like,
oh. Her face, dude. It's like everybody's like, okay, she got the ick. Like, she's done.
She got the ick.
Oh my god. She looks so good, though. Yeah, like, look at Taylor's outfit from that night. It's amazing. Did you see the videos from the after party, too?
No.
Okay, so the Super Bowl after party, there was like, it's all over my TikTok. Like, it's like the only thing coming up right now. But there was a video of Travis and Taylor and Love Story was playing.
Oh,
and,
I did
like,
see that.
They pointed at him there. For those of you who haven't, they pointed at like Travis when it's like, you'll be the prince. And then they pointed at Taylor for, and I'll be the princess. It was so cute.
There was also, I think the one that I saw was, it was Travis Kelce last year winning the Super Bowl. And he was listening to Love Story by himself.
Was he really?
And this year he's listening to Love Story with Taylor.
He really manifested it. Like,
he did. That he was a crushing. Manifestation.
Good for him, though. I saw a video, and it was, like, Taylor Swift, and on, like, her song 15 from one of her first albums, Fearless. Mm. It came out in 2007, I think, if I believe that's correct. She was 18.
Yeah.
And it's, 15. Like, the line is, in your life, you'll do things better than dating the boy on the football team. And now
she's dating the boy on the football team.
Or, like, comparing Taylor. Comparing Taylor standing in the stands and Travis playing to, like, Gabriella and Troy in the one scene in High School Musical. Is that High School Musical 2? It's like, Troy! And then, I don't know the song. I've only seen the first one.
If you knew the song, I think I'd know.
No. It's like he's on the court and,
I can picture it, but I just don't know the song to know if it's from one or two.
It's definitely not one. It's either two or three.
Okay. I'm not sure then. No, maybe it's two.
Anyways.
He's my favorite one, though.
Really?
Yeah.
The only thing I remember from two is Sharpay's song at the beach. Like, fabulous.
So good. Or I love Troy's song where he's slapping the water and he's like, which song is that? God. Oh, that's such a red flag for me to not know that. And Trisha Paytas did the cover of it. Hold on, I'm going to find it right now.
While Ava finds that, I'll talk a little bit more about my girl Taylor. So everybody is like making posts, like especially like iHeartRadio, and they're like, that's where I first saw it. It's like Taylor Swift just, oh my god, I'm sorry. Aizen just sent us the whole lyrics to that song.
I was wondering what that was.
That's so funny. No, so, like, iHeartRadio posted, it's like, oh, Taylor Swift won the Super Bowl. And I'm like, the jokes, some of them are good, and some of them are just like, okay, guys, like, you're intentionally, like, people are mad now. But, like, I love, like, seeing videos, and it's like when the Brads and Chads are upset that this girl gets 29 seconds of screen time.
That's kind of ridiculous. Like,
then they show other players' girlfriends, too. Yeah. Like, or I was watching on TikTok. Do you know Livy Dunn, the gymnast?
I think I'm going to look at it right now. But the song is Bet On It.
Oh.
Bet on it.
That was beautiful.
Oh, no, I don't know her, but I am seeing her, what she looks like.
Yeah, so she's a gymnast, and I was watching a video on TikTok, and it showed her whole performance, and then it cut to her boyfriend, who's, like, a famous baseball player.
Okay.
And they spent, like, a good, like, 30 seconds in this one clip talking about all this guy's achievement, and everyone was like, that's, oh, my so God, weird. Couple, like, they're such a cute couple or whatever. And
that's so weird. Like, it's not about him.
Nobody commented on the fact that, like, they, like, completely stopped talking about this girl's gymnast routine and started talking about this guy's football, or not football, baseball career. And, like, is anyone complaining? No. Mm-hmm.
Didn't think so.
Just on the successful women, I guess.
I guess so.
Hey, Play the Man by Taylor Swift. Yes, that's what I think every time I hear
that.
I like every single time I hear someone say anything like that, I'm like, all right, let's roll up the man.
Let's pull it up.
Should we do it?
I feel like we
do. Do you want to?
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on it, but we can totally do that.
It's a good one. Okay. It's gotta be in my top something. Or
really? Okay. So with the man,
I like all of Lover, but some of them I don't like. I don't like Me.
I like Me. Is that controversial? See?
Yeah, I don't like Brendan Urie. He scares me.
Oh, I know in, like, the Miss Americana film when it was, like, I know I tend to make it about me. And Taylor, like, told him, she's like, about me, like, to say it like that. And he did it, like, three times, and he still got it wrong all three times. She's like, no, like, more emphasis, and he does it the same way. And it was really funny. But, no, I like Me because I think it's fun to dance to. I think my least favorite, well, my least favorite Taylor Swift song of all time is I Forgot That You Existed.
No, you don't mean that.
I cannot stand that song. And I was at like a party with my friends, like a little, like, small little get together thing. In high school, and I was playing What Are the Odds with my one friend Nick. And my Swifty friend Hannah had said, like, her punishment if she gets it wrong should be to have to listen to I Forgot That You Existed on repeat for, like, an hour. Like, let that be the only thing she can listen to.
That's so good.
I did not lose, so I didn't have to do that.
Oh, but this one?
Ava, I'm going to mute your mic if you don't turn that off right now.
This is good.
No, okay, no, Ava's muted.
Wrong. It's so good.
See, it's fine. Like, I would listen to it, but I never pick it. There you go, Lexi. There's Drake. Anyways, and then I think also, like, You Need to Calm Down would be lower on my list.
You Need to Calm Down? Yeah, absolutely.
But
it didn't.
Thank you for that.
It was so nice. Okay, I'm done.
I thought you were gonna do the next line. I was just waiting for it.
Giving me my moment.
So
peacefully quiet. I forgot that you existed.
All right, my okay.
Okay, I'm done.
My favorite songs on Lover are "Death by a Thousand Cuts."
That's so good.
The Archer, and then my number one is Lover. Rabbit. I don't know what it is about the song Lover, but it kills me every time.
It kills me because I can't, like, it's good, but I can't listen to it.
What?
I don't know.
No, I'm dancing to that song at my wedding.
I've heard it too many times, I think. Like, I've listened to it on repeat so many times. I feel like it's too much for me.
Do you have a favorite?
I forgot that you existed.
Are you kidding? That's your favorite?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably Death by a Thousand Cuts.
Oh, my God. The bridge of that song is so good.
Yeah, I also, like, I love Paper Rings.
Paper Rings is my mom's favorite.
Paper Rings is crazy good.
It's a fun one.
It's really good.
So, do you want to play The Man, or do you want to play Death by a Thousand Cuts?
Oh, that's too hard. That's too hard.
Too hard?
You pick, you pick, you pick.
I'm picking Death by a Thousand Cuts. Okay, okay, okay. Solely for the reason that The Man was my top like three for Lover for so unbelievably long. And then I listened to it so much.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, so like yeah. Now. That's my so Lover done. For you. When it's like you listen to it so like too I'll much. Still I'll still jam to it, but like it was on like half of my playlist. Mm. And if you guys don't know, I have like over 40 Taylor Swift playlists. That's
30
like,
million
they're
playlists.
Just Taylor Swift. I have more playlists, but I have over 40 of 34, 35, 36, 37. I have 37. 37. Sorry, guys. I overestimated a little bit.
That's
my bad.
Lot. I have like 37 playlists that I've ever made in my entire life. Probably less.
Less?
I could probably count them. And I could probably count like 20.
I have to keep like switching it up, you know?
Yeah.
I gotta go for all the moods. And I still make more. Like, usually there's like a new playlist like every week. Something new.
That's crazy.
Right now, like, I feel like I've really, really been into Tate McRae. Like, that's my new person right now. Like, there's always someone new. Right now, it's Tate. Anyways,
okay.
We did Tate last week, so now let's listen to Death by a Thousand Cuts by Taylor Swift.
Let's. I asked the traffic lights, but it'll be all right to say I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. So, that song absolutely kills me every time.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
I've played that one for my dad a few times in the car. Mm-hmm. He'll be a fan eventually. But that's one of my go-tos. He's like, okay, fine, you can play Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. And I put on that one. Or I put on Haunted. So I'm like, he's most likely to enjoy the instrumentals in Haunted.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hear you.
So... I moved the mic, guys.
it's like you're walking into a haunted house.
Anyways. So, Ava and I do this thing a lot where when she's on the show and we're talking about a certain artist...
Then I win.
That's not how it goes.
To say.
We do a little game where we draft different things in relation to the artist. Mm-hmm, so we'll do albums or songs... Ava never wins.
I win every time.
She does not. I think that's a fact.
Okay.
To be fair, we had one voter last time, my friend Shay.
Shout out to Shay.
Who did say that Ava won the Olivia Rodrigo one.
Yes! Shout out to Shay!
However, it was not even close on the Gracie Abrams one, and I completely destroyed you.
What?
Yeah.
It's hanging in my room as a medal.
It's not a medal. It's a participation award.
No. It's two people, one loser, one winner. You can be second winner if you want, but I'm first winner.
You were not first winner
in
that one.
I'm first winner.
You were not.
I am. I'm sorry.
I had all the better Gracie Abrams songs.
Nah.
False. I did. I really did, but that's okay. Anyways, we're going to be doing Taylor Swift albums. So there's 10, not including the Tortured Poets Department, which is coming out on April 19th.
Guys, April 19th, write it down.
It'll be at midnight, so technically...
Midnight.
Thank you. It's basically the day before, like the 18th. Just stay up till midnight, and then you're good.
Evening.
You know what I really thought you were going to do?
What?
How does that go?
Speak now, no. Red.
I was like, oh my god.
Oh my gosh, wish I let you guys.
That one.
We saw Legally Blonde last night, yesterday.
And then we went to Swish LA.
No, we went to Swish LA.
I wonder where that line came from.
And Swish LA won and we lost.
Oh my god, yeah.
We totally lost.
So you know why the Shirley Temples at Swish LA have free refills?
It's because you can't get through them. They put too much ice in them and I can't get my mouth around it because I just don't want to be eating ice the whole time.
Literally, we tried. Like, it was so much carbonation,
it was so
too.
Hard. It was
and
so
I
hard.
Think I was, I think I was saying this to Aislinn that it might have been doable if we had gotten the refills like halfway through.
Yes, and then
and not at the very end and we had to like chug them.
It was so bad. And the salty one.
Okay, so Ava, like, accidentally dumped salt in one of them. And then while at the very end, before we were going to leave, we had so many cups. So we're like, we'll empty some of the cups and stack them to make it easier for this waitress.
Yeah.
And she overflowed one of the cups. So we're like, okay, you have to drink it so that the waitress doesn't have to like hold this overflowing cup that's like spilling all over the table. Like if you were to touch that cup, it would have spilled.
It's gonna spill.
So she goes to drink it and it's the one with all the salt in it.
The one salty one.
She had to like drink, like, how much did you get out of that one?
Too much. One sip was too much, and I got more than that.
I have a message from my mom.
Ding-a-ling.
She says that you have a pretty voice.
Thank you.
Ava should be in theater. She can sing. She's like the one of us that can actually sing. Okay, we all try, but
yeah, my mom told me, she's like, that's one of my biggest regrets is not putting you in theater. And I was like, yeah, you missed out on that.
You have a theater kid personality.
God, I gotta get out of here. That's too bad. That's too much.
Anyways.
Wow. There is no anyways. That's so hard to move on from. Like, God, all night.
No, I mean, it is a good thing.
Okay.
So we're gonna do rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to go first.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna be honest. I won the last two rock, paper, scissors this too. So
true.
Theoretically, you should be able to win this one.
One time I won a rock, paper, scissors contest of the whole, like, of my whole grade.
Wow.
And it was crazy. It was the most insane thing. I had people backing me up, and I was like, I'm going to win this thing. And I won it.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't get a medal, though.
What? No. That's so rude.
Yeah, I know.
You should sue.
No. Just write a complaint.
Okay, ready?
Okay. Best two out of on three shoe? Or just the one?
Let's just do one.
Okay.
And then on shoot.
On shoot.
Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yes!
Okay, that was so loud. I knew
you. Okay. Ava Las Vegas!
I do rock every single time. And you did scissors the last few times too. So I was like, I figured
I
you would catch
that
on by this time.
No, I don't remember that.
I feel like that's fair too. You can have the first pick.
Cheese House!
That's not an album.
Oh, am I picking an album?
You're picking an
Crap.
Album.
Crap, I'm not ready for this.
Okay, hold on. So the albums we can choose from, guys, in order are...
Can I sing them? Okay, you say them and I'll sing them.
Taylor Swift. Fearless.
Fearless.
Speak Now. Red.
1989.
Reputation.
By Reputation. Okay.
Lover. I can't do the lover one without saying it. Folklore.
I actually don't know how that one goes.
Folklore.
Oh, crap. Evermore.
Midnights. Good. All right. Thanks. I know which one you're picking last, but I don't know which one. Oh, I think I know which one you're going to pick first, and I hate you for it. So please don't do it.
I'm going to have to do what I need to do, and you don't. Get any say in it because I won the rock, paper, scissors. Oh, I actually have two very good options.
Please.
Speak Now.
Thank goodness.
What,
okay.
What?
I'm taking Red.
That was going to be the one I was going to take. But I was like, I want Speak Now.
I was so scared that you were going to take Red because I know that you love that one. And Red is my number one album. I was like, don't you dare take it. Don't you dare take that.
But I love Stay. But Red has a lot of like...
Red is your, hits. Like, it's your, like, no, like, I'll look back at Red, and I'm like, how are there so many good songs?
That's
like,
true.
The Last Time, The Lucky One, I Almost Do, Sad, Beautiful, Tragic, All Too Well, are you kidding me?
Treacherous,
seriously, but if I tell my friend Hannah from home this, she's my heiress tour buddy, all the time, my top two songs, I bet you think about me. Are you kidding me? Nothing new. Anyways, my top two songs for the Eras Tour, like for surprise songs that I want, are The Last Time and Treacherous. Like if I get either of those two, I think I'll like die on the spot.
Good. The Last Time is one of my favorites of all time ever. But
me too.
Speak Now is too hometown Chatham for me. Like that's what me and my mom would listen to all the time. And her song for me is Never Grow Up. Like I don't think she can listen to that song without crying.
I can't listen to that song without crying. My
either.
Mom can't either. it's a really sad
it's so
one.
Good.
Speak Now is good. It's in my top five for sure.
And I love Story of Us and Mean. That's another one that I'll sing in front of my mom, but I'll pretend that like it's directed to her. and like I have a personal grudge against her, and like she's the mean one. She hates it, but it's the funniest thing ever. She loves me.
This one time I was listening to Haunted, and I had like I was in my mom's car and I had the volume. You know what I just thought of? That like the thing where it's like I'm in my mom's car.
Boom boom.
I was in my mom's car and I was listening to Haunted, and it was so loud. Like, it was louder than it should have been. And yeah. I was like, I was at a light and I was just dancing so hard. And I look over and there's this like teenage boy in the car next to me, just like looking at me like, what the frick are you doing right now? Like, what is going on?
Were you with your mom?
No, I was all by myself. Okay. So it was okay. Like, my mom would not have let me have the music that
loud.
Oh
my gosh, my mom has to be. She has to be winning the lottery that day to let me put the music on louder than 15. Oh, we played this game of
sorry, bless you,
excuse me, like I'll turn the music up 2 clicks, but she'll turn it down 3, so I have to turn it up 4.
My mom does this thing where like when it's her music playing, it's up at like 21.
Yes.
And then when it's mine, oh, it's like, no, it needs to be like 15. It's too loud. I'm like what? Oh, your ears can handle it when it was your like 80s music. Why don't your ears like mine?
My favorite, my mom's like, this is too loud. I can't see. I can't see. I can't see the road. She'll freak out. I can't see the road. I can't see the road. It's my favorite thing. Okay. Oh, it's my turn to pick.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. This is really tricky.
Don't take my next choice either.
I'm going to take your next one.
You don't have to do this.
Oh, dang it. Okay, I'm not going to take that one. I feel like you're not going to take this other one that I want, but if you take it, I'll probably be sad. I'm going to take 1989.
I hate you so much.
Yes.
Oh my God, that was my next pick. That's not okay. You suck. Like, that's actually not nice. 1989 has, like, it means, oh, it's just everything to me. I have a tattoo. I don't know if I don't know if I've told you guys this. I have a tattoo, and it's a little tree for Out of the Woods, mm-hmm. when the line is, like, the monsters turned out to be just trees. I got a little tree tattoo. Mm-hmm. Ava actually came with me.
I did.
I assigned her the role of photographer, and she took, like, over, like, 200 unflattering photos of me getting this tattoo. Like, the worst photos I've ever seen.
I was so scared of that guy. I was like, if I stand too fast, he's gonna, like, bite me or something.
He was nice.
He didn't like me,
but he was like intense. Like, he was scary.
Yeah.
Like, we asked so politely. We're like, I was like, can she come in the room with me? He's like, yeah, that's fine. And then we're like, can Ava ask? She's like, can I please take pictures? And he goes like I guess so. And we're like, oh. Okay, sorry. Like, not pictures of you, pictures of me, but...
Yeah, let me take pictures of you, buddy blonde boy. Come on. No.
I cannot believe you just took 1989. You know what that means to me.
Yeah, but I really don't need you to take the one I want.
Okay, I don't think you're going to take the next one, but I'm going to take it just in case. I'm going to take Evermore.
Okay, you can have that. I don't care. I'm taking Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I like her old stuff.
I love, like, everybody craps on that album. I love it so much.
It's one of my favorites.
Like, something about, like, an album by a 16-year-old girl is just, like,
it's so inspiring, I think. And it's country.
It's so relatable. Like, some of the things she's singing about, I'm just like, that's literally crazy.
That's literally me.
I don't think you're going to take the next one I want either. So... I'm gonna jump to a different album because I don't think you're gonna take it.
Okay.
I'm gonna take Rap.
Yeah, you can have Rap. You can have Rap.
Okay.
That's nothing to me.
Oh.
That's nothing
to me. Are you a Rap hater?
No, I'm not. I just, when was that? I was like, we were like 12. I wasn't really a Taylor Swift fan when I was 12. I don't know.
I went to the Reputation tour.
That's true.
It was crazy. I did something bad live. If you haven't seen it, go watch it right now because your whole life will be changed forever. Mm. Ava, have you seen that video?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, you know what we're doing after this?
Sleeping. I'm going to bed.
Before that.
Oh,
after the show.
Watching that video, maybe.
This is a message for Iceland. If you don't know Iceland, she's on the show all the time. Uh-huh. She's my number one listener. Iceland, you will no longer be a rep hater by the end of the month. I'm gonna force you to listen to that album.
She's coming for you, Ash.
You cannot hate rep. It's a love album. It's so good.
Is it? I thought it was like a Everyone Hates Me, Here's My Comeback album. That's what I thought it was. Oh,
it's a love album.
Oh.
Let's look at rep. New Year's Day, Call It What You Want, Dress, Dancing With Her Hands Tied, King of My Hearts,
Getaway Car. Okay.
Well, not very much Getaway Car, but we'll ignore that. Gorgeous.
She says try.
So I It Goes, you. Delicate, Don't Blame Me, Endgame, and Ready For It are all love songs.
I have not heard half of these songs in my life.
The only ones that really aren't love songs are I Did Something Bad, Getaway Car, and This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things. Mm. Those ones are comeback songs, but wow. It is a love album. It's like a hidden love album. You wouldn't expect it, but then they're it's all about her falling in love with Joe Alwyn.
Oh.
Which is a little bittersweet now, but mm-hmm. the songs still slap.
Right.
So, anyways, it's your turn.
Lover.
I knew you were taking that one next. Okay, we have left Midnight's. Folklore and Fearless. And I'm taking Folklore.
Yeah, you got that.
Thank you. I know what you're taking right now.
Imagine I take the one that you want. I am taking Fearless, though.
Yeah, and then I'll take Midnight's. I knew you were going to take... I knew that you weren't taking Midnight's from the start. Ava is also a Midnight's hater. Snow on the Beach featuring more Lana Del Rey is from Midnight's, though. And it's everything.
I listen to a lot of these songs, but I have a problem with listening to good music, but when it gets old on the third listen, I can't. I just can't do it. It was just I listened to these songs three times max, and I just couldn't do it. I could listen to Speak Now. Speak Now was my corn music when I was stuck in the cornfields. I put in both headphones.
Even the cornfields.
Both AirPods. Speak Now. That's what got me through corn.
See, but
Midnight's wasn't doing that.
Midnight's, though, has my, literally, I think it's second. My second favorite Taylor Swift song of all time. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is Sweet Nothing.
I don't know what that sounds like.
You don't?
I don't remember.
Okay. We're playing that one tonight, too. It has Paris, which absolutely lifts me up every time I listen to it.
I didn't even know that was a song on the album.
Maroon, which just, is laying on the floor wishing that, it's just, it's a laying on the floor kind of song, you know?
I don't remember how that one sounds either.
Dear Reader, which is literally everything. Don't remember that one. Glitch?
No.
No?
No.
Are you kidding?
You're naming all the songs
Labyrinth?
Don't know. Like the movie Labyrinth?
No.
You remind me of the babe. The
You're
babe
on with your
the
own
power,
kid?
Pow, the power of voodoo.
Hello.
Voodoo.
The Great War?
Do what? Remind me of the babe.
The first time I listened to The Great War, I didn't stay up till 3 a.m. to listen to them. I found out about it in the morning. I claimed that song the moment I listened to it. I'm like, this is it.
I don't know what that one sounds like
I'm
either.
A history kid, right? So yeah. I was like, The Great War. This is my song. I listened to it. I'm like, this is everything to me. This is
the Roman Empire.
Yes. This is the Song of Achilles. Except they didn't survive. They both died. Anyways. No. So I love that song so much. And then it was a huge fan favorite. And I was like, dang. Mm. Dang.
Dang.
But that's okay. It just means that more people can love it. Anyways, yeah. So Ava's list, I have to admit, is pretty good.
It's the best one. It's the best list. If I had
read. I feel like we got both sides of the vibe.
That's what I was thinking, too.
You have Speak Now, 1989, Taylor Swift, Lover, and Fearless.
Yeah.
And I have read Evermore, Reputation, Folklore, and Midnights.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, though?
That I win again.
I feel like it's a tie. Okay. I feel like if anything, it's a tie. But see, Red. My album's ranked. First. My top one is Red, and then it's 1989, which you got, and then Evermore.
Okay.
And then Speak Now.
Speak Now.
And then I think it's Rep. My bottom is it would be Folklore.
Okay.
Lover, Midnight's Fearless, Taylor Swift.
Midnight's Fearless, Taylor Swift.
Fearless and Taylor Swift are, like, so interchangeable for me because I love them both with, like, my whole heart.
Okay.
Anyways, I was thinking that we could maybe play a song from Taylor Swift's new 1989 Taylor's version. And
I actually, you know, the craziest thing about me loving 1989 is that I haven't listened to the new album.
Are you serious?
I bought it on CD for a friend for a Secret Santa gift.
I remember.
It was the pink one instead of the blue one.
Oh, like I have, I think I have the pink CD and the orange vinyl.
Oh, yeah, you have it on vinyl, too.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. It's in my room.
Yeah.
Yes. 1989 it kills me. Every time I listen to it, like, I die because it's so fantastic. And we're going to be playing my favorite Vault song.
Uh-oh.
Which is, what did you just say?
I don't know. It's a Vault song. You're playing a Vault song.
It's a Vault song. It's my favorite Vault song. Fun fact, it was actually supposed to be the song that was the single instead of Blank Space. And if it was the single, like, everything in the world would be changed right now.
Do you think we'd have, like, flying cars?
We might.
Wow.
Like, things would be different if this was the single.
Things would be different around here, I'm telling you that much.
Anyways, this one is it? It's the ultimate love song. This is Slut.
Never heard it.
We established that.
Never heard it.
All right, let's go on.
Okay, we are back. I hope everybody enjoyed that masterpiece of a song. Just so we know, so we're clear, behind the scenes here, I am getting absolutely killed on this group
Shredded.
Chat. Because apparently I totally lost that. But let me just say, if my friend Hannah, my Swiftie Eras Tour Hannah, was listening on my show right now, she would 100% be on my side. Wow. Because one, I have Folklore and Reputation, which are those are her two favorite albums. Matter. She's in my court.
She's not watching your show, so she doesn't get a say. This is listeners only. Only listeners get a vote.
Listeners exclusive. You know who else is in my court?
Who?
Not my mom. She's probably going to pick you.
Yes!
Mom, if you're listening, will you say that it's me because I need the win?
Don't do it. You don't want to do
that. Like, I know that you love Speak Now, but think about how much you love Folklore and Evermore, right? Like, let's be so real. You had a whole phase about Folklore and Evermore. You went crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it was a big thing for you.
Did you?
And you support me in my decisions and that I won this battle.
Don't be gaslit by your own kid. Don't let it happen.
Anyways, Ava.
Yes.
Would you like to tell me your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Not the one we just played.
You didn't like it?
Okay. Here is what I have to say.
Whoa.
Hold on.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
I'm
on my phone right now. I'm just trying to figure out if I have an 8:30 class tomorrow. But.
We do. Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Tomorrow's Tuesday.
Tomorrow's Tuesday?
I have an 8:30 class.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I have a tutorial, you know, because I missed my tutorial because I didn't know that it wasn't bi-weekly all of a sudden.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I'm going to check that later.
Yes.
Don't let me forget. But I can't really do slow Taylor Swift songs.
Really?
I feel like that's what I was thinking about it while we were listening. I was like, it's a good song, but for a slow song, I'm not listening to Taylor Swift.
That's fair.
I'm listening to Taylor Swift for peppy, joy, sun, in the car, mm-hmm. on the way to a game, on the way to grandma's house.
Oh,
with a basket of buns.
All right.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good description. What I was listening.
Because, you know, Red.
Red's a pretty sad album, though. Like, I don't know how you can love Red so much and say that. Like, Red has the slow songs. Oh,
crap. What's it called? The last...
The last time?
Yes!
The last time is in my top 10. It's one of my favorite songs.
It's one of my favorites. I love that. I love Last Great American Dynasty. That's one of my all-time
favorites. That's a good one, too. See, when Slut first came out, like, it wasn't my favorite immediately. My favorite immediately was Say Don't Go. And I wasn't super vibing with it. And then I started listening to it, and I was like, I could not stop. It was, like, every time it came on, I was so happy. Mm. And, like, the line when it, like, the music stops, and she's like, in a world of boys, he's a gentleman. Mm. It's like, oh, my God, it's so cute.
I think, though, if that was the single instead of Blank Space, we'd be living in clouds and no rainbows. I don't think there'd be any rainbows on Earth.
It would be, like, everything would be different, though. Like, it's, like, yeah. The thing is, it's so different from Blank Space. Yeah. And if that came out, like, in what, like, 2014?
Yeah.
Like, it would be a weird world we're living in.
Would people be on Taylor Swift still, do you think? I feel like the world wouldn't be ready for such a bold title when so many little kids were on Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do. I feel like...
I think Blank Space was the right move.
I do as well. I'm glad that we have it now. But I think... I still love Blank Space. I kill Blank Space. Yeah. At, again, shout out to Hannah. My heiress to her friend. At her party, for her birthday, we took a limo, and Blank Space came on, and I killed it. Like, I did all the background vocals at the end of the song, too. And, like, the people, my, like, friends in the limo were looking at me like I was crazy, but no, I was doing it. And I ate it up. I ate it up so hard. They weren't even singing, because, like, none of them like Taylor Swift, so it was just me and Hannah, and we were killing it. But I had those background vocals down. Like, slayed it so hard.
I believe you so hard.
Anyways, you were telling us your favorite song.
Oh, I really, really don't know what my favorite song is. That's very, like, actually really difficult. I love Mean. I love Story of Us. I love Never Grow Up. Okay, maybe I'll give you, like... My taste from every album.
Okay.
Our song
is good.
Picture to Burn. Hello.
Mm-hmm. That one I only sing. I love the original though.
Yeah.
Picture to Burn is so petty. It's so good. Like, my daddy's gonna show you how sorry you'll be. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Are you kidding me? So good.
I also love Love Story and You Belong with Me. Oh, and
okay. We're not even scratching the surface on Fearless.
I know.
Gotta get into that.
I know. I love. I don't know. I could listen to Shake It Off right now and be so content with my life.
Shake It Off is so hated. I love it so much.
It's because it was so overplayed. Like, if you asked me in the moment when it was playing every single second of my life, I would have been like, yeah, no, I can't listen to the song. But right now, I can totally listen to Shake It Off.
Every single time Shake It Off comes, I'm dancing. Like, whenever it's on, I'm dancing. Like, you better believe I'm jumping up and down. And I remember at my prom, I was dancing to Shake It Off, and this one guy looked at me like I was crazy. And like, I just started...
the worst person
like,
on earth.
He was like, why is she, like, jumping and dancing to this Taylor Swift song? And I had, like, made my friend, like, one of the guys in my friend group, like, hold my shoes, too, while I was doing it. And this guy was looking at me like I was crazy. I flipped him off while I was dancing. I was so happy.
Oh my gosh.
Shake It Off is everything, and I don't care. I don't care if it's overplayed. I don't like.
Yeah, I like.
Why do you guys hate on it when it's literally the vibiest song ever? That's it's not
true.
Okay.
That's true. I also like. I Wish You Would.
I Wish You Would is so good. Yeah, so good. That is one of the most underrated songs.
I say facts. I also love Getaway Car, and. I love. I think he knows.
Yes.
Yeah. Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince.
That one's in like my top five on Lover too.
I like Paper Rings and Death by a Thousand Cuts and there's another one, but I don't know if you'd like it as much. What's it called? I forgot that you existed.
I knew you were going to say that too. I knew it.
It's actually not one of my favorites, but I do like it. It was getting me through a time, so I feel like that's what matters. Love Last Great American Dynasty. It's one of my favorites right now in the moment.
I remember you played it for me yesterday, I think.
Yeah. One of my favorites. I don't really know what else. I can't think.
Evermore's not a preppy album for you to find a lot of your like happy-go-lucky songs on.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. I love 22. Okay.
22 is good, yeah.
And I love Stay, 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 and We're Never Getting Back Together, and I Knew Your Trouble. I love peppy Taylor Swift songs. I can't do slow Taylor Swift songs. I don't think she was made for it.
I can do all of it. Oh, I love the slow ones.
I can't. I'm sorry.
The slow ones are killing good.
Me. You just like, saw me die.
I'm hoping that the new album, I heard that it was
peppy,
pop.
I wanted to be
but
pop.
I wanted to be.
It's pop.
I want it to be slow. Geez. I want it to be a mix of rap and folklore.
Nope, don't want it. I want it to be peppy. I want her to go back to country, and I want her to be on the track with Beyonce.
You know who's doing country?
Lana.
Lana Del Rey.
I know, but I don't think I'm behind that. I don't think she has the right tune
sound
for it.
I have no idea how that's going to go, to be honest.
Not not
but interested. The new album has Post Malone and Florence and the Machine. If you guys haven't listened to Girl with One Eye by Florence and the Machine, go listen to it right now. It is so good. At the very end, it's actually, like, so bad. I was in, like, the labs the other day, and I turned it up all the way, and Aislinn was sitting next to me, and she's like, oh, my God. Like, your music is so loud.
It's so loud.
It's like, what? No, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah, my ears. My ears need a break.
Have you heard, I don't know if it's out yet, but the clip from Beyonce's new country song?
I have not heard it.
I like it. I want to listen to it, but it's not the theme for today. Yeah. I don't know if it's out, actually, but it's not on theme.
I love Beyonce.
Texas Hold'em.
I support Beyonce in everything she does, but I'm not a fan, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she's a queen. I support her. She's awesome, but, like, I don't listen to her music.
Okay. Okay, wait, can I give you just a clip?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, Beyonce. She's eating. Look at the outfit she's wearing in this cover. Like, she's eating today.
Oh, that reminds me of Tate McRae's new album cover.
Ooh, I don't know.
I've definitely seen the cover before from TikTok. Everything's from TikTok. That's where I get my news.
Everything's with TikTok.
Anyways, Ava.
Oh, I see what you
mean. A little birdie told me that you like one of the Vault tracks on Red. She's trying to read the screen right now and she can't see.
I'm blind.
It starts with the
very first night.
How would you feel about listening to that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, do it.
Yeah?
I like that. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well. It is almost 11 o'clock, guys. And as you know, our show usually ends at 11. That flew by so fast. Sometimes I wish that I had, like, way more time so I could play way more music in the show.
Yeah.
Because that would be super, super nice. I think we should do a show at one point that's, like, just all music.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be fun. We'd have to make a really good playlist, though.
That'd be so good.
Maybe that'll be our Lana Del Rey night.
I know.
Yeah. We can just do straight 1 hour listening to Lana Del Rey.
Can we do, like, Noah Kahan?
I'll do Noah Kahan if you do the 1 hour Lana Del Rey night. We have to make some sacrifices here.
No, do you like Noah Kahan?
I like Olivia Rodrigo's cover of Stick Season.
Oh my God.
I have a couple Noah Kahan songs on my fridge. me and my roommate, Emma, we share a fridge. So we took a whiteboard marker and we covered the whole fridge in song everything. Titles. Yeah. And she put, like, a bunch of Noah Kahan ones on there.
But that's not you.
I mean, they're on there. I read them every day.
Just because it's your fridge doesn't mean that
Vienna and everything. Is it everywhere?
Want to love you till we're food for the worms to eat.
I think it's adorable that he's brought his mom to the Grammys.
That's so cute. He's such a little sweetheart.
Anyways, we're going to go out with one of Ava's favorite songs.
This is probably my favorite song.
The song she kept on repeat all through her exam season.
Yes, it really got me through.
And this one is called The Very First Night. And when she says you can just imagine that she says her.
Oh!
All right? Are you guys ready for this?
That's probably the worst part of this song.
Thank you guys so, so much for tuning in. I love you. Drive safe. Have a great night, and we'll see you next Monday.
Bye.
Wait. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What?
We will not see you next Monday.
Not going to be here.
It is reading week.
Sorry.
We're taking a week off, and I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
We need a week away from you guys.
A week away. A week to develop Lana Del Rey night. Ava's really excited. She's just not expressing it.
Like it. I'm not gonna like it.
All right, guys. Here's The Very First Night. Have a wonderful night. Goodbye.